Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, the reunion episode special. I don't know. How are
you? It's a reunion for us, Juice. It's a reunion about the reunion. SQ Cuties. We'll get into that. But first and foremost, I need to know how my bestie is doing, Juice. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Zombie Jesus Day. Happy all of that stuff. I always forget that it's Easter and what Easter is about until, like, I go to buy something and the store is closed. And I'm like, did Jesus, like, die? Or, like, what is happening? Like,
did you connect with Fam Jam?
I did. I went home for family. We have this, like, in our town that we moved to, there's, like, this celebration that happens that me and Mr. Box wanted to go to, but we ended up having some family reach out and wanting to spend time with us and some friends from back home. So we ended up packing up the car, packing up Molly, and driving down for 4 days for this weekend. And it was fine. It was nice. We got to see a lot of, like, old friends and, like, hang out with people. And I made a big dinner for my family, and I got to hang out with, like, my brother and, like, my parents.
Oh my god, your interaction with your brother on Instagram story, he just aggressively licks while you get grossed out. And then I enjoyed you trolling your mother, pretending you weren't recording, and you were like, it's just for a photo. And she's like, I know what you're doing. You're recording the
Joseph
whole thing.
Joseph, stop it. I don't want to take a video. You're gonna post it all over that Instagram. Every single time. It was mostly just me and my brother making fun of each other for a good 5.5 hours. And Mr. Box, who grew up with his sister, not knowing how brothers act, just being like, stop fighting.
Yes, it would seem as though it's like a quarrel nonstop. And probably Mr. Box is not used to this. It's the opposite of growing up with just a sister.
Yeah, because me and my brother will, like, if we weren't almost in our 40s, we would have been, like, hitting each other on the ground, throwing each other into, like, walls.
Oh, we're adults now. I assumed you were doing that, just not uploading it online.
No, we weren't doing that because there's, like, children around. But
fair. Lead by example.
There was moments where, like, he was taking, like, the plates off the table, and he, instead of taking my plate nicely, he decided to graze my entire plate over my whole face and then walk away with it. And I was like, oh, I will.
That is so funny. I love that you have such a, like, juvenile relationship.
Yeah. We go back right to, like, 8 and 10 years old immediately every single holiday. But what about you? What did you do this this very bunny hoppery Eastery weekend?
It rained the entire long weekend here in Vancouver. It was such a bummer, but I didn't let that get me down. Vincent and I, my partner, we went and saw the Super Mario movie.
Oh my god, was it good?
It was so good. It was so good. People online are saying it lacked substance. It's a little too fluffy. I didn't care. I didn't.
It's a Mario kid's movie.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Who needs substance?
Yeah.
And it, like, scratched the back parts of my brain with nostalgia. The graphics are so good. I always nerd out about that. It looks real. Like the metal looks like real metal on the Mario Kart, like the go-karts. I can't talk about it enough. It was really, really good. You're going to love it.
I almost went on Saturday night. We were going to take my nephews to go see it, but they had to go see, like, family, so we weren't able to, like, scoop them up and go see the movie. But I want to go see it so bad. So maybe I'll just spend some time this week and go see it. Did you have someone just ding-dong at your door?
It's probably a parcel. I'm just going to leave it.
Okay. I heard a ding-dong.
Because the girls are supposed to come over till 2, so I'm like, that's probably a delivery person.
Oh, is there a Brat Pack meeting happening today?
Oh, of course. The Brats have to pack. But yes, otherwise, I've been good. I've been sewing. I'm in my sewing era right now. And so I did
More eras.
That technique where you wrap yourself in saran wrap and then wrap yourself in duct tape to kind of get your measurements. Okay, I am going
to
go.
You have to go answer it, yeah.
3 hours later.
But yeah, other than Super Mario Bros., the movie, I'm in my sewing era, Juice. So I actually wrapped my body in saran wrap and then duct tape to make, like, a perfectly fitted corset, and I made my first piece with those pattern pieces, and it like fits so well. I'm so excited to show this piece.
Oh my God, good. I love that.
And I'm like recording a TikTok, pausing as many steps as I can to like record, which is so annoying, but I'm doing it for you cuties for that content.
I have been out of my TikTok era, and it has been like, I have this like tiny bit of FOMO because I'm like, oh, I kind of miss making content and I miss like doing this and I miss doing this. But then I think about like all that hard work for like 100 views and you're like,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. They're so we could get into that forever, but that's TikTok, you know, just like throw it at the wall. If it sticks, it sticks.
And do you hear what the new Instagram thing is?
Lemon 8?
No, what?
There's a new app by TikTok that's like Instagram. It's called Lemon 8.
No, I did not hear that. Oh my God, look at you ahead of the curve and not me knowing things. No, Instagram's new thing to be pushed in the algorithm is you have to post every single day on your main feed. That's what they want. They want you to post every single day, which absolutely not. I will, I absolutely not. And your story can't have more than 6 frames.
Oh, they don't like too many frames.
2 in the morning, 2 midday, 2 afternoon. That's it. If you do any more, they think you're spamming.
Oh, well, you are kind of.
Well, a little bit. But I like a nice full story from some people. I think they're fun. But yeah, so that's like the story has to be only 6 frames and you have to be posting every single day to your main feed. And I'm like, that sounds exhausting. You know,
it's funny because I think I know why they're trying to pressure people doing daily. The content will be less curated because Instagram arguably right now is it's highlight life. It's not your real life. It's way too aesthetically pleasing. They're trying to make it look more raw and real, like TikTok. So they're like post every day and then we're going to bump those accounts. So it's like this incentive to kind of make sure it doesn't look too perfect and airbrushed. Because at this point we're posting like photo shoots we're proud of every once in a while. When we do one of those photo shoots, it's not like daily shitpost summer, which Maybe we should just do it, Juice. Take a photo of our toes.
Oh my god, and then just like summer.
Just start right away. Like literally, we just do something every single day. But it's like back to like Instagram 2000 and like what? Like the very beginning days. Being like, here's my scrambled eggs.
Yeah, 13 likes, 1 comment, and it's like your mom like miss you. Like oh my god, nothing about that sounds good.
But yeah, the new app that's coming out by TikTok, it's not available in Canada just yet because I tried to download it. It's called Lemon 8 and it's like Instagram and Pinterest combined in one, and they have really fun templates as far as like text you can add, and it's almost like you make your own little like magazine layouts. Like it's like no gatekeeping, it's like this is where I got it and this is how much it is. It's very interesting. I'm excited to see if that ever comes to Canada.
Oh, and when you said Lemon 8, I thought you were like talking about Lemon's new single and you were like, she ate. So I was
she did.
She ate.
2 for 1. She also ate.
Yeah, she ate. But speaking of eating, this reunion, what did you think?
I mean, a lot of the girls ate when it came to their looks. They came prepared. Yes. They came with a glow up. We love a reunion taped a little bit later so the girls can learn from the airing of the season, see themselves on TV. And just, I always find everyone has a little extra sprinkling of fairy dust when they come back for a reunion.
A little bit. Yeah. It's almost like they see themselves on TV and then they try to change it. Some of them. I don't think all of them, but some of them. But do you want to jump into the looks?
Absolutely. And in alphabetical order, no less.
Oh,
we had
course.
A running show of Amethyst coming up first. We had kind of like a super cut of each girl. And Amethyst is wearing, is it like gray velvet or is it like deep brown velvet?
It looks more gray to me. It's like a blue gray velvet. And is that, tell me if I'm wrong, is that a raccoon on her hip?
It's definitely like a fur piece. I'm hoping at this point she's like a fun fur kind of gal or
not
it's
a real
vintage.
Fur.
I don't think it's real because I don't see like a face or anything. It just looks like a clump.
No, it looks like a stuffed animal. Like,
oh my God, I paused it at the right time. It is. Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. It's like a raccoon
animal.
Or something.
I don't
Why,
get
though?
It.
There must be some sort of reference there.
Yeah. It's for me, it's it's a raccoon puppet or something. I don't
Everybody loves puppets.
Yeah, that's so weird. I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't look bad. It's not my favorite look. It looks a little thrown together, and yeah, it's not my favorite.
I introduced this wrong. We're playing Tudor Boot. I forgot. That's how we should have introduced this. The girls play Tudor Boot later in the episode. So with these entrance or these looks for the reunion, how they enter for the reunion, we're tooting or booting. So do we toot or do we boot this?
Boot.
I'm sorry.
Hard boot. It's not good. What do you think about Anitra's look?
Anitra? I love the hair. I love a latex moment. She loves working with the patent shine. Overall, no, I toot it. And at this point, she could come out in the garbage bag and I'd just be like, it's Anitra.
Yeah. I'll toot it just because it's like a simple reunion look, but I don't understand the like bottom half of the dress where like the spike things are kind of like falling down.
She's a smart girl though. She knows she was sitting the whole reunion. She was like, yes. I don't really have to stand. The camera barely even gets it once. She was like, this is a sitting look. She's smart.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But I didn't understand the like pink versus brown on her eye.
Oh, maybe some of that like contour, some of the warmth in there is maybe because she uses like contour sometimes, but it was bothering you, like that warm tone. You wanted just black.
No, one is brown, one is pink.
You don't say?
One is literally a
detail. Oh, because it has that like
brown
slash over her eye that she always does. Has she ever explained that?
I think it's just like an aesthetic thing, but it's like one full eye makeup is literally like a dark brown. One full eye makeup is literally a dark pink and has the slash through it. And I just don't get it. But for me, it's just like the aesthetics. I think if you're going to do one that's so bright, why are you doing one that's flat and brown? Like, wouldn't it be like a blue or like a brighter color, you know? That's just my weird thing with it. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good sitting look. I'll give it a 2.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Next we had Aura Mayari coming back in. Looking good. Looking great. I love a white moment. It's so rare to see it clean on a drag queen. Mm-hmm. Just for TV.
Yeah. Just for the afternoon. And then all of her makeup got all over that collar and she could never wear it again.
Oh, that collar on the inside, spray tanned or like body glow in there. But I love a coat dress. So for me, this is such a toot.
Me too. And she looks absolutely stunning. The hair is like big and simple. The earrings were stunning. She looks gorgeous. Toot. I loved it so much. I thought it was beautiful. And there's little crescent moons all over it, if you can't tell.
Oh, very, very cool. And one more shout out. That hair, it's doing that like slick back look, but it still has volume. That's a really hard shape to pull off. It's like it's simultaneously like sculptural and voluminous. But like,
I figure it's hard to look good in that one too.
And straight, not a curly back bump. It's like straight hair slicked back. So I really, she ate.
She
as the kids say, she ate. Next we had Irene Dubois, who had a lot to say during this reunion because she was our first girly home. So classically at a reunion, it's her time to shine and get that camera time.
Shine. What did you think of her like bone 3D printed kind of look?
Here's the thing. She looks incredible. Like, she looks great. She does look great. And I understand sometimes where she kind of gets to sit on her laurels, like the way she looks. She is great. Just sometimes her personality rubs me the wrong way. So even though this is an amazing look, it's almost like I toot the look, I boot the bitterness.
The bitterness. Well, do you think she was bitter?
I mean, yeah. But only in the sense that, like, I'm sure it would suck to go home first. Like, in that, I think she wanted to get in there with some quippy remarks because she knew she didn't get to do that all season. So there just were a couple times where I felt like she was coming in a little fresh.
Now, can I ask I am never a fan of a white eyebrow. Overall, I really, really like this look, but white eyebrows make me crazy. Why? I just hate a white eyebrow. I never think it looks good. It is always strange.
Never,
placed.
Ever.
No, I'm just not a fan. But that might be my own traumas. Anyways, can we talk about like a quick kind of, what's it called when we do the thing where we're not talking about the thing?
A tangent.
But we're talking about it. Tangent. Thank you. So a quick little tangent. What did you think about her joke, her read to Selena S. Titties about the fake accent and Selena's reaction saying, okay, white girl?
I think it's super fair.
You think Selena's reaction's fair?
Yeah. It's also like Selena's culture to like ham up or ham down. Like it's almost like the equivalent of me sometimes like channeling my inner Karen. I'm not always.
I didn't know that's where you were gonna go.
That's not like me. That's not me. Like, I don't know. Like, there's times where I can tone that up or tone that down. Selena, yeah, she has her culture to do the same, and so it's like, you know, yeah, ease up, white girl. Like,
I thought it was a little, yeah,
out of pocket.
It was out of pocket. I think it was a bad idea, especially like for knowing how fans are gonna react to things and how this isn't like a dressing room. And also you may not have such a close relationship with this person where you can make a joke like that and they're going to be fine with it. Like, or as soon as she said it, it was one of those things where I was watching and I did this. I went, ooh. I wasn't ooh. Like aghast, like, ooh, what a read. I went, ooh, that was a bad idea. Like,
yeah.
And also like there's code switching and stuff. Like you can't say someone's accent is fake. That's so 100%. Fucked up. 100%. So I was a little yeet with that, but
yeah,
that's just my thing. But overall, I really like the look, except for the white eyebrows.
So same thing. You toot the look, yeah. You boot the attitude.
I don't know.
Next up, we have Jax.
Ooh, yes. She looks so cute. She is so tiny.
She is a teeny tiny little queen. Loved, again, great strategy for the reunion. Really good wig, because we're looking at your face the whole time. And then mm-hmm. just a lovely neckline. I love how there's all those cutaways, the stones kind of blending in with the mesh, but really, 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 really great hair. So yeah. I toot this look, Jax.
I toot it too. It gives me a very like 90s R&B. So I really.
And finally, the wig and the outfit matched together. I felt like all season Jax had good looks with weird hair or like separate ensembles. I felt like this was one of those times where it was like, that is coordination.
Yes, I agree. I really, really enjoyed it.
Next is the loosest queen in the cast. We have Lucy LaDuca. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew, pew. It's not that I hate the look. I just don't really get it. Like, it feels like two looks slammed together and then a seatbelt around it. Like, what? You know, like, why is it this big yellow coat with this like denim and white kind of AliExpress bodysuit and then like a weird gray belt? Like, I was just confused mostly.
And it bummed me out because the high collar was the back side. Like, there's sequins on the back of that coat, if I'm not uh-huh. mistaken. Like, it actually has fallen open and that's the side that doesn't have the sequin. I would have made sure that close to the face had a lot of shine. Would have maybe gotten a little tangled in the back with wigs.
Shine!
Shine! I just wanted to shine! But I almost would have ditched the overcoat and stuck with the really cool cutouts of like the white nude, because I thought that was very flattering with the way she pads and the neckline. It made her tits look incredible.
Oh, the body looked amazing. And then also makeup, a makeup thing is she has on bright yellow, white, and like a denim with lots of nude and then like red on the eye. So I was like, what is happening? Why is it so red? Like, but yeah, overall, this was
flavor. Tell me what's your flavor.
Overall, it was a... Yeah, it was a bit of a boot for me, and I feel bad because I enjoy Lucy so much, but yeah, I didn't love it.
I said, let's boot! Okay. And then next, we have Lux Noir London. Get the London look, darling. What did we think of her ensemble?
I loved it.
Simple, clean,
perfect,
elegant, sculptural hair. This is how you do it. This is how you do it.
It's a reunion look, and like a coffin nail too. Like, ooh, it doesn't point. There's a blunt end to that. Ooh, and like a simple, like just like an Ardennes like rectangle earring. Like, it, there was no sparkle on that. I was like, ooh, yeah, I loved it. And the makeup was perfect, right? It correlated with the outfit beautifully. It was simple but really, really gorgeous. I love her nose contour.
It's so sharp.
It's really sharp, and it's not a nose contour I've seen before, because she goes really thin down the center of the nose, but then she also does a line from like nostril to nostril,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it's almost like she's not sharpening and making her nostril smaller. She's sort of widening it, and it looks just so beautiful on her, and it's so unique, and it's not something I've really seen before, so I love it.
Anyways. Until now.
Until now. Big fan of her look. I loved it. And she was cunty in this reunion, and I was obsessed with it.
She was ready to go. She was ready to go.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Up next, we have Malaysia Baby Doll Fox coming in one of her classic looks. I would say this is like classic silhouette and hair, the way she does her little fox ear wigs. We got to see it
almost
one more
looks
time.
Like the pink sister of her entrance look.
Yeah, she likes the silhouette and she sticks to it.
Yeah, and she loves a fur, and she loves a wig with little ears on it. You know what? And if the brand works, the brand works. So I thought I got no complaints about this look. It's pretty. It's pageanty. She looks really happy. The makeup was, I think, the best makeup she's ever had. She looks adorable. She looks so cute, and I love a baby pink on her. So mm-hmm. I thought she looked great. I have no complaints.
Yeah. No, yeah. We love a queen who commits. She's going to be like 52, and she'll walk out with that little fox ear wig style.
And you know what? And it works.
It works. Next, we have not one, but three. Marsha. What do we think of her
look? I loved it.
I like the big bow tie, the big tie. I like that proportion. It took it to like camp.
Yeah, it was like Camp Burberry. Mm-hmm. You know? I like that it didn't look like she fell out of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I like that we can start to see Marsha kind of venturing out into her own universe, leaving the Brady Bunch narrative a little behind. You can depart from that a little bit.
Yeah, I liked that. It looked more fashion-y than it did like something straight out of the 60s, 70s, you know? Mm-hmm.
It looks like if Ryan Murphy were to reboot Clueless. Like, I feel like the costume designer would like put the girls in something like a tartan, but now with like amp it up a little bit. Like, there's a camp factor. I think she looks adorbs.
Love. Yeah, she looks really cute. Makeup looks great too.
Mm-hmm. Then what do we think about the MIB? Mistress
Can
Isabel
I tell you,
Brooks.
I just got that MIB means Mistress Isabel Brooks. I didn't understand.
She's walking around with a MIB belt.
I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck does MIB mean? Like, I don't get it. And now I get it. Like, I feel like such an idiot. But she looks incredible. I love
it. Great. I love the chains coming out of her beret. Like, would not think of that being a place for chains to come out of, but that's what the MIB is here to do.
Yeah. All I could think about was, how is her beret standing on? Like, what kind of clip or brush is in that wig keeping it together? Like, the whole time I was like, how is it staying? But I loved it. I thought she looked gorgeous. She looked super fun. I love the like little half sort of cape dress on the side, and I'm not usually a big fan of those, and I thought it looked really cool.
No, it was gorgeous. The only thing, and this might be shady, I felt like the way her titty babe sat, if you look at her interviewing at one point in the episode, I feel like the fake nipple is actually just like exposed through the mesh. There's like,
oh my god, really?
No stone on the actual like area.
Oh my god, nipple. That's so pussy. No, that's even better.
No, I was kind of like, oh wow, are we like, because I think there were so many stones around it that it almost just looked like another stone.
But it was a nipple. That's even more pussy. She said, look at my titty.
So oh, I mean, god, I'm here that. For it. Only the MIB. Good.
That makes me like the look even more.
Oh my god, speaking of only the queen being able to do this, how did we feel about Poppy's reunion look?
So she recreated, was it Jade's look?
I think so. It was definitely a reference, right? From an earlier season.
It's from season one. It's another girl's entrance look. And Poppy said, if this gets like 10K likes, I'll wear this to the reunion or something.
Okay.
And it is just so funny. And she must have been so comfortable too, you know?
She didn't even really like have to change to get into a costume. She just got to wear her jeans.
That is a Amazon $20 wig. You know what, Poppy? She is the smartest because everyone is talking about her look and she spent, I would say, $75. Yeah. Yeah.
And she has a sensible outfit for later.
Oh my God, she could wear that to the mall.
I think she wore that this Easter.
I saw her, yeah.
Yeah, she oh went my God. Straight from the set to Easter. She didn't have yeah. to change.
Did you see the video of Malaysia wearing the wig?
No.
Stop oh, it. It's funny. Oh my God. They just like, Malaysia just turns around and she's in her whole look, but she's wearing this wig and it looks so funny. So funny. You should
buy
it.
I have never seen a flatter wig. Like, it is so funny to me. I am
it's
obsessed.
Incredible. But this is what a lot of these girls who buy one $700 human hair wig and decide to start drag, this is what they look like.
I know.
Yeah. They said, I found a $600 human hair wig on this really cute website and I can't afford another look. So this is just my look for the night.
Yep. Do you want to yeah. see it in half of a half up in a pony?
Oh, I'd love it in a half up, half down with a little bang. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Next we have, oh my God, the regal, oh. the royal. Robin Fierce. She's a lady. A dame.
She is a lady. I like it. It's very, it's again that kind of like 90s R&B sort of, you know, like lots of skin, latex, very sexy. I love the hair reminds me of TLC.
Yeah. It's, right? It's no notes. This is a total no,
stunning.
Big head to toe. Sometimes yeah, I feel like when glasses. We are in agreement about something, it almost gets skirted by really quickly. It's like, oh, she looks perfect. Okay, next. No, she just looks like amazing, right? Like yeah. that hair. I want something with that kind of coloring in it where there's the striping. I think that's cool. I don't quite know how you achieve that. Do you like you lock
know,
it
you
off?
You know what you should do? You should get a, no, you should get an emo like scene hair wig.
Yes.
Oh, I would love you at a scene hair wig. It's not really a phase, Mom.
It's not a phase. Just let me rock out.
Oh my God. But what? But you could only do Skater Boy in it.
Who
nothing
says,
else.
I can't wear my Converse.
Converse. Oh no, that's what you would have to do.
Of course.
Oh my God, I need that. I need that. That's
thank
your
you for the endless inspiration, Robin Fierce. See? You
oh
are
God,
a muse.
Yes.
Next we have another muse of the season, Selena Esteris.
I love this. Is she doing a reference here?
I really don't think so. I think she's just giving us well-fitted, proportioned. This is her GOAT look for me. Greatest of
all. You think this is the greatest look she's ever worn?
Well, as far as fit, proportion, everything in the right place, yes.
Like, I could give you that.
I think she looks the best. Everything up until this point has had those things where we're saying, you're the body girl. There's her body. Like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I like it. The top, I was like a little bothered by because of the way it moved, but I think that's a weird critique. So no, I like it. I think it was because the titties looked too like kind of just like fabric-y titties. They didn't look like titties. But now that I'm really looking at it, I love it. The bottom of it is I'm obsessed with. I'm just noticing that big pop of pink and that mm-hmm. ruffle yeah. And I'm a big fan of that like hair that yes. short thick curled hair. I yep. love it. She looks cool as fuck.
The wave where it's just kind of gelled down, so pretty.
Yeah, she looks great. She's great.
Total toot Selena.
Total toot
And then she would say to us, go on white girls.
Go on, white girl. Go off, white girl. Which, like, I'm team
no,
Selena.
She would say go on, because we were giving her compliments.
Oh, yes, go on. Yes, go yes, yes. On. I'm team Selena Estides. That was, I think that was a bit of a poor taste joke on
oh,
Irene's
me
part.
Too. Me too.
Yeah.
And I also,
yeah.
like, immediately have already, from the reunion, go off, white girl is, like, a gif that I've been seeing. So I'm like.
And she looks pressed, as she yeah. should be, but the face, she looks so mad. So I was like, mm-hmm. but I wish, just for like a TV standpoint, I wish she just ripped her to shreds. Like, I wanted a Jasmine Kennedy Diabetti fight, and I would have, that was like the perfect opening for Selena to just be like, get fucked.
But you know what? She said it all in that face. Like, in some ways, it's almost like she still got the same, like,
she did.
You know?
Yeah, she did.
Total serve. Speaking yeah. of total serves, next we have oh. the one, the only, Every Sasha drag Colby. Queen's favorite drag queen, Sasha Colby.
Now, did you get the reference?
Of what she's wearing or the saying every like favorite drag queen's favorite drag queen?
What she's wearing.
Oh, no. What's the ref?
This is what she wore to the lip sync. Her and Anitra's lip sync.
Oh, she did like an elevated she was version wearing, of this.
Yeah, this is like, it's almost like she was wearing something like this, but in a bodysuit. So this is more of like an elevated version. At least that I thought.
Totally elevated. It's like fully stoned. I love how it's just like a little like 7-inch strip in the front. Now it's a gown.
Now it's a gown. And like,
when you're a body girl, you get to do it. You get to do that. Straps and strips.
Even her thong underneath of it is even encrusted in stones.
Oh, it has to be. It's part of the outfit. Stunning.
Now, tell me the only thing, the controversial thing about this. What did you think of the ocean blue contacts?
You were going to say the contacts. The contacts, to me, read for live events. I would swap them for TV because we zoom in this way that gets so close. It's just, they're too, I think they read too cosplay. They worked in the music video because it was black and white. It really made her eyes pop in the music video and I was entranced. But at the reunion, I would have done something just a little more au naturel.
I would have done those like soft gray ones. Yes. That I think that would have read a little bit better because it lightens the eye, but it makes it a little bit more natural versus that blue that's so like, you know, but she still looked incredible. You know,
it's just because it's TV. Because in person on a stage, you would feel like captivated from where she is and where you're sitting or standing. No, you'd be standing at Sasha Colby. You'd get on your feet.
Oh, yes, you'd be on your feet. Yes, screaming. But yeah, but obviously,
overall, I thought she looked great. Such a toot.
Yes. Now, what did you think of the Lizzie McGuire movie themselves, Sugar and Spice?
Our chatterboxes at this reunion.
Y'all.
With no content or substance. Like, literally, it was so funny. I feel like they kept some of them in just to be, like, doing the girls dirty. Because I felt like both Sugar and Spice at different times, like, took the floor just to be like, I think it's great. That it's great, and if it wasn't great, it's gonna be great.
It's right, like, and they would just say something so random, and even Rue would be like, "Great, anyways."
Now, are you speaking English?
But I think that's the whole charm of them. But what did you think of the looks? The looks together, like you got it right. The Lizzie McGuire movie.
Hey now. This is what you're made of. This is what looks are made of. I love the idea, the fact that they have the headsets in, the Britney mics. They always work with some of the most talented designers. So it's all these concepts done through the abilities of like some of the best talents in the States or around the world. So they looked incredible. Like these gowns are just so, so fun. And they have the dolls too. I was like, shut up. It's them to a T.
When they were holding the dolls too, I loved that. So I was quite a big fan of this kind of look. And I'm a Disney gay, right? So this is like a full Disney reference. So I was elated, you know, to see them do this. And for some reason, something about Spice just always looks just a little bit more elevated. I don't know why.
Oh, it's because you like her more.
Is it because I like Spice more? I thought I was more of a Sugar fan. Because Sugar's more my vibe, but something about Spice is always just a little bit, just a little bit more.
A little more swag or something?
A little bit more Spice, you could say?
Okay, am I crazy for thinking that Sugar and Spice's voices sound deeper at the reunion? Did they go out the night before?
I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe had a little night out. I think all of them might have had a little night out. They did sound a little raspy.
They sounded a little raspy. I was like, oh, the twins have been like through it. They went through puberty after the show aired.
Yeah, their balls finally dropped. My God, took forever.
But they looked incredible. Everyone looked really good for the most part.
So what did you think overall of the reunion? Because I know we have a bunch of notes here about it, but I felt like it was just a big supercut for an hour and a half about kind of just like nothing. Like did you see there were some tweets about some of the girls who were like, I was really disappointed with the reunion because like Amethyst had said, like she was reduced down to a relationship that happened off camera months before the show.
Yeah.
And rather than talking about anything that she's been doing since, anything that she's did on the show, anything like that. And I can kind of vibe with that because that was very much, I feel like that's very much a Drag Race reunion, because I remember when it came to our reunion with Drag Race, I went on and it was just like, hey, Juice, you went home first. How was that? Anyways, bye. Like, that's kind of what happens, right? So what did you think overall of the entire episode?
Well, it's tricky. I anticipate a reunion revealing nothing new. Like, it's always just a reiteration of the entire season that we had in one compact episode to really remind you of, like, how close it is for the top four, you know, like we're reminded again of the people who are still in the competition. But I do feel for those poor early outs, because again, we had that whole 90 minute gate this season where at first the episodes were so short. And so it's almost like the reunion could have been this final save where they could have, I don't know, given a nugget or two for some of the early outs. But instead, they were really, they only went back over the things that we discovered in, like, Untucked and already talked about in the season. So I find it unfortunate. It also was a supercut at the beginning. I was like, oh, yeah, Ariana Grande was in this season. I feel like we've never covered an American season. These things are marathons.
They're so long. It got to the point where, like, I was talking to you the other week. Yeah. And I was just like, Synth, this season's ending soon, and we don't have a plan for after. Like, what are we going to do? And actually, you know, it's so funny, I can say this now, but we fell for an April Fool's joke. I messaged you about...
an announcement post.
An announcement post about All Stars, and it was Sidera Side who posted it as an April Fool's joke, and I fell for it.
Juice.
I was like, oh my God, we can cover this. Perfect. I didn't know until like days later. I was like, oh my God, it was an April Fool's joke. I feel so stupid.
You're not stupid. You're beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And sexy. Only words that describe your appearance. Nothing about your insides.
Nothing about your minds.
Nothing about your minds. But I blabbled on. What did you think about this reunion?
Oh, I hated it. I thought it was boring. I thought it was... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course you're going to hate it. I was bored. I was just like, somebody fucking fight. Somebody do something. You know, it was mostly just Irene getting jabs in as much as she could for airtime, which is like, go off, diva. As a first out girly, I vibe. Like, get it. And then, like, kind of, it was sort of the same thing of, like, Lux and Mistress sort of stirring the pot, you know, as much as they could, which, again, I love as good TV. But I was like, I wanted something more. I wanted something different. And it felt like a lot of the other girls kind of, it was just, again, a reiteration of the whole season without any new sort of substance to make us entertained. The reunions aren't like what they used to be, is what I'm kind of.
But the one thing, funny enough, and you're probably going to be like, girl, what? That makes no sense. Or maybe it does. I got reminded again of what I want to see from Poppy. I want more Poppy in my life. I feel like we didn't get... She came in with a fan-voted look. And when she got to do the reading challenge, it was hilarious. Her COVID joke about Lucy having no taste. That's funny and well-written. We didn't get to see her in the Snatch Game. Justice for Poppy. Like, literally, I feel like... We need to see her back in action and like continue to follow her on online, because she's a clever one. I feel like she always
like she's getting a lot of attention now too for her on the show, and I'm seeing her kind of everywhere of like another great reference for this and this and this. So I feel like people are finally seeing like, oh, maybe Poppy is actually really cool. I have a feeling the people who we're probably going to see like on an All Stars, excluding the top four because I don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
But out of the girls out of that, I feel like we'll see Lucy, Poppy, Irene, and...
Marsha,
and I would even say Selena. I feel like those are, like, the girls who we'll probably see on an All-Stars.
And Amethyst, and Aura, and Jax, and Malaysia. I literally list all of them.
You just list all of them? I was like, I don't even know if Sugar and Spice would do it again.
Judging on this reunion, I think we got all we could get from those two.
Yeah, I think we wrung out the Sugar and Spice towel. Yeah. And now they're just going to continue being extremely famous twinks and just thriving with their money, you know?
In very expensive costumes.
Very
custom.
Expensive.
Custom,
just being
darling.
Fit, beautiful twinks, looking gorgeous women's. So yeah, that's
that, that was kind of the reunion. Like, you know, like overall, it's cute. They look great. They came back. Mm-hmm. But that chance when it was like, anything you didn't get to say up until this point, like, let's play Gather Her. Does anyone have anything to say? And like, Irene sort of said, you know, Lucy said her filler was saggy. Or was it Mistress?
And,
it,
and even Mistress was just like, get your camera time, girl. Like, it was kind of just like, nah, you know, like, I was like, oh, Jasmine spoiled me. Jasmine and Diabetes fight last year spoiled me. And I thought I was going to get something like that. But alas, do you want to jump into maybe some questions and we can kind of dive into those?
Oh, you know, I love questions from the SQ Cuties. Mm-hmm. But let's take a quick break first and then we'll dive in.
Okay. Let loose, I said let loose. You're holding it together, baby. What's the chance? Let loose, I said let loose. And look, I'm giving you permission.
You're giving me permission? Okay. Call me queen of the thunder.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Bam, we're back. Oh, I want to hear from you, SQ Cuties. Okay, who do we want to talk to first, Juice?
This one is Adam from England.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Juice. Hi, Cynthia. It's Adam here from Northwest England. My question is about this week's musical. So the vocal tracks for most of them, but certainly for like Lux and Lucy, seem to have been kind of recorded for them. The vocals matched the Queen's voices, which then kind of makes the fight that they had in the workroom over the roles a bit redundant. So, like, how did that happen? Was it that they've, like, recorded a vocal track for every single Queen that matches them? Or was the fight orchestrated? Or were they fighting, but then production have told Lux to stand down? It just seems a bit redundant of them to fight over roles that seem to have been predetermined by production or by, you know, whoever recorded the songs. So it just felt a bit strange to have that whole fight take up so much of an episode when the vocal tracks matched them so specifically. But anyway, love you both, love the pod, and Synth, congratulations on the runaway success of Shine. Love you, bye.
Shine.
Bye.
Thank you, Adam. Aww, we really appreciate that, Adam. Question.
Thank you, Adam. Sorry, that must have been from a couple weeks ago because it was just after the Rusical, but we can answer it now because I feel like the information, it's kind of holds true for all Rusicals.
Yeah.
They record those vocals before the girls perform them, before they're cast. That's actually what the girls are listening to in their headphones, and then they fight over who gets which role. So I know your point, Adam, of you being like, oh, this fit her voice. Why was it even, you know, why was that even an argument or a concern? When you're both contestants in the competition, I think they were thinking more size of role, not this sounds technically more in tune with my voice, you know? Wouldn't you say, Jess?
I think, too, what they do with those Rusicals is they make each person like an archetype, and they kind of have it to fit each of the remaining queens, right? The description is just like, okay, well, the remaining queens at this point in the competition are probably going to be this, 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 and this, right? So they're each going to kind of fall into that. So then the voice will probably fit something close to what that queen is already sort of acting like. So that's that, I think, can play. Like
production hopes production they pick the picks, they pick the parts that they are most naturally able to play, but that doesn't always happen. Like sometimes you can even tell when RuPaul will be like, it's interesting that you picked that part. Like,
yeah, we handed you a silver platter with this part.
Yeah.
And you said, no, not that one.
You know? Yeah, no. So it's kind of a bit of both where a contestant can steer the ship and say, no, I want what I want. And then maybe it's just kind of funny, but sometimes they blow it out of the water. So, you know, it's here nor there. Adam, here nor thank there. You for thank you for thank calling you for in. And don't forget to shine.
Shine. Now let's hear from Colin from New Westminster.
Hi, Cynthia and Juice. Okay, so my question came to me from a dream. So let me start with a dream. So I had this really wild dream one night that I was competing in an amateur drag competition, and it was at a public park. So I show up to the park and then realize I didn't bring any costume, any wigs, any makeup. And one of the other queens that was competing told me there was a mall next door. So I ran over to the mall and went to like the Spirit of Halloween store that was in the mall for whatever reason. This was in the summer. So I went there, bought a god-awful synthetic bob wig and some really tacky costume. And then it dawned on me, I don't know how to do makeup. And then I was like, yo, this would be a really good question to ask Cynthia and Juice. So then I woke up, remembered the dream, and now here I am. So I guess my question is, what advice would you give to somebody who doesn't do drag but kind of wants to play around with makeup? Not necessarily makeup for drag, but just in general, like fun party makeup, things to wear to events, music festivals, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, that's my question.
Thank you, God. Colin.
Colin, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. So did he dream about talking to us and then
no, woke up? Colin dreamt about
the drag
competition. Realizing that he had entered this competition didn't know how to do drag and didn't have any drag. So Colin then was just like, how do I learn how to do these things? So I am prepared for both real life and dream life, I think.
Oh my God, fascinating. I'm dissecting your dream. Colin, you want to do drag. You're literally dreaming about it. Don't be shy. You want to do drag. I can tell you're literally, it's in your subconscious and we support you. So for regards to makeup, depending on what you want to do, if you truly want to do drag, you know, just find someone.
Colin also said drag and then also just fun party makeup. So it doesn't have
totally.
To be
I was going to say examples for both. Just look at people who are doing the style of makeup that you want to emulate. And for bonus points, someone who maybe has like a similar facial features as you. Like I remember when I was starting out, there were certain queens that I was going to follow over others because of challenges like the brow bone and in blocking my eyebrows or my cheekbone shape. The same holds true for any face chart, any makeup that you wish to desire. If you try to find the inspo that kind of, there's someone out there, an MUA already kind of rocking what you want to rock.
Mm-hmm. Like I had a lot of, like, I remember when I used to do a lot of makeup lessons, I used to teach a lot of makeup. A lot of people who would want to learn drag would be like, this is what I want to look like. And they'd show me like Courtney Act, but they had like Bianca Del Rio's face. And I was just like, it's not going to look like that. You know, it just won't. So you really have to look at people who have your similar face shape, your similar bone structure, and sort of see how they transform their face. And then from there, you can kind of go into how you want it to then look. You can change, you can switch things around, move them around into how you want to look. But also to jump off Cynthia's point, even if it is just for like party makeup or for drag makeup, I think there is nothing wrong with getting a lesson. Hire someone and sit in their chair and just be like, this is what I want to learn, and I just want to learn the basics. Can you teach me? There's a lot of makeup schools, not makeup schools. There's a lot of like people who will teach you. There's private artists who will teach you. You can go to a MAC counter. You can go to Sephora. You can even just like ask a friend who's like a makeup artist. Just be like, I'll pay you. Come over. I'll make you food, and you can just kind of teach me some tips and tricks. And
do you have any tutorials on your YouTube channel? Your YouTube.
My YouTube, I have a few makeup tutorials on my YouTube, but I gave up on YouTube because of how much work it was versus the payoff. Payoff is really not that great for the amount of work that goes into it, but I do have some tutorials.
But they can still check them out.
Yeah. Sorry, I went into my own traumas.
it was giving sad SpongeBob.
Yeah, I went into my traumas for you. Sorry, Colin. But there is a makeup tutorial there. It's really old.
Is it out of date?
It's very much out of date, but yeah, I have one up there. Cute. Yeah, but that's definitely something you could check out. But yeah, so Colin, I hope nothing but the best for you, and I can't wait to see you in a nice winged liner.
And if you dream about drag one more time, you have to get into drag. It's your subconscious begging for it, and we support you.
Yes,
support you.
Of course we support you. Do you want to do one more, or is that good?
Let's do one more.
Hey, Cynthia. Hey, Jeece. This is Elle. And my question is, with the season 15 finale coming up so close now, first of all, who was your guys' pick to win the season? And second of all, if you could switch out any finalist with someone who was eliminated earlier in the season, who would you bring back and who would you get rid of from the finale?
Elle, that one was spicy. I love that question.
I love this. It's perfectly timed. We've got 1 week away from the grand finale of season 15. Tell me, Juice, whose hashtag team are you?
I think we all know. I'm team Sasha Colby.
This tracks. Mother her flowers. And I am here to say, for the sake of Goops and Gags and the world of reality TV, I'm team Anitra. I just want to walk that fucking duck.
Okay, so you're so Lux and Mistress aren't doing it for you.
They do.
Yeah.
Just not a win. I'm just they've done it and they will continue to do. Just I want that crown on either of the people we said.
Sasha or Anitra.
Yeah. Yes. If it doesn't go to Sasha, it should go to Anitra. I don't know why. Okay. I'm like, I'm so team Anitra. It like happened over the last couple weeks. And then it's the TikToks and the videos that I'm watching now on top of the episodes. I'm becoming obsessed.
I'm going obsessed. Obsessed with Miss Anitra. Now, the second half of the question, if you were
super
to
shady.
Yes. If you were to take out a finalist of the top four and replace them with someone, who would you take out and then replace
them
with
wings? Clip their wings.
Who would you rip from the top and throw someone else in? Give it to me.
I would take it from the top and I'd switch with Pop. I want Poppy up there.
You want Poppy up there? Now, who would you take out? Who would you take out?
Oh my God. They really have stacked the season.
It's hard. How about this? This is what I would do. So I'll give, I feel like you're struggling. This is what I would do. I would also choose Poppy.
Okay, really?
Because I would choose Poppy because I feel like we really missed out on a lot of opportunities with Poppy. Like, I feel like Poppy was going to come and deliver us really good, like, lemon level TV, and we just didn't get that. So I would bring back Poppy, but I would have a top five, very much like last season. Like, I would do top five.
Fair,
a top five. Fair. Yeah.
Because I don't want to take away any of the girls' spots. Like that,
no,
I don't want
all four of them deserve it so much.
Totally. It's almost more, it's easier for us to defend Poppy not receiving something rather than taking something away. Like, I even felt bad for Lucy. Like,
We didn't even say anything about bringing Lucy back. Oh my God.
Let loose. No, I think the reason I didn't is because we literally are so convinced she'll be on an All-Stars. It's just not
her
time.
Oh my God, yeah. No, yeah, she'll be on an All-Stars.
100%. She was going through it at the reunion.
I felt bad.
I felt really bad. She seemed like the most emotionally raw. Sorry for a little tangent back on the reunion episode. But
when
she heard from
said...
Connecticut the governor of Connecticut, that's when it hit home for her. And I was like, I just thought... Some of the other girls from Connecticut are younger queens. I feel like Lucy's been doing this for such a long time in such
She's
a
so
small
old.
Town. She's such an old queen. I don't know. I felt for her. I think we
too.
All need to, you know, get Lucy back on TV, but just not this season. I think she had a lot
yes.
of airtime.
Me too. And even those moments where she, like there was a moment, I think between her and Lux, they had shared like some words, and at one point Lucy literally just said, I'm literally just answering the question that was asked of me. Like, I was just like, this girl has been drung through the mud, leave her alone.
She's so over season 15 cast. She's like, I'm
literally answering a question. Just let me just answer the question, and then I will take my wig off and we will call it a day. Let me live, please.
I said let loose.
Let loose. I love that.
Holy smokes, Juice. We've got 7 more days. Well, even less now because when we're recording. But one more week in our lives until we crown the winner of season 15. I cannot wait.
Yes. I cannot wait for Sasha Colby to walk off that stage with that big old crown on her head.
I will bet you 20 McDonald's Chicken McNuggets if Anitra wins. And then you'll win the McNuggets if Sasha wins.
Great. I'm counting my macros right now, so can't wait for that cheat day.
Cheat day.
Love that for me. Love that cheat day for me.
Cheat day in LA. DragCon LA. We'll be lifting.
Oh my God. I can't wait for cheat day LA. Oh, it's going to be so fun when we go. But thank you guys so much for joining us on another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. We had such a good time doing this season, and I am so sad to see season 15 finish, but I'm so excited to move on to some bigger, better, and fun things. If you guys want to be a part of the conversation, don't forget to message us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, on Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
If you want to be like all of our cute, confident callers, you can record a voice message and send it in at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod.
Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week for the grand finale of season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Bye.
Bye. Scootaloo.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.